This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. From the launch your online shop stage, all the way to the we just hit a million orders stage. No matter what stage you're in, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/special offer, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/special.
Welcome to Season 2 of the To Health With That podcast, where we break up big health topics into small bites. I'm Amy, and this season I'll share all the tips, tricks, and hacks you need to get healthy with an MTHFR mutation in a step-by-step, week-by-week process. I can't wait. This week, let's talk about GST and GPX. Two gene SNPs that affect glutathione. So last week we reviewed glutathione and its absolutely crucial importance in the body. We also spoke about it in Season 1, Episode 14, MTHFR and Glutathione, that deals with some of the symptoms and diseases linked to low glutathione status and goes over the basics about how MTHFR, another gene polymorphism, affects glutathione. So this week, let's dive right into these other two gene SNPs. GST, which I like to call genetically sensitive to everything. GST stands for glutathione S transferase. There's a number of different GST genes, including GST A1, A4, M4, M3, O1, O2, and P1. Outside of the necessary genetic alphabet soup, all of these genes code for enzymes that attach glutathione to something, some kind of xenobiotic, which is a fancy word for a chemical that's foreign to your body. The reason you need to attach glutathione to foreign chemicals is so that your body can actually make them water-soluble and eliminate them from your system. If the GST enzymes don't work correctly, then those chemicals build up quickly and start doing damage. And nobody feels this damage more than folks with the GST polymorphism. GST detoxifies things like elements in cigarette smoke, heavy metals, pesticides, herbicides, carcinogens, air pollutants, and pharmaceutical drugs. Signs and symptoms that you might have a GST polymorphism. Number one, and the most important thing, is hypersensitivity to chemicals. You know when there's a scented candle in the house, and if someone walks past with strong perfume, it's game over. Fatigue, because let's face it, if you have this mutation, you've probably got some toxic buildup. Brain fog is another big one, especially with chemical exposure. So, like, you walk down the cleaning products aisle in the grocery store, and all of a sudden, you cannot think. Increased inflammation, which can be joint or tissue pain, it can be headaches, or it can be mood issues like anxiety and depression, and especially if those things get worse with chemical exposure, right? So you just got a fancy new car and you're super excited about it, and you sit in it for 3 minutes and suddenly you're super grumpy or inflamed or have a giant headache or something like that. Cancer, unfortunately, higher than average amounts of cancer in your family tree or personal history of cancer. Asthma. So several GST polymorphisms have a strong association with asthma, especially asthma triggered by air pollutants or particulates. Also trouble with fertility. Some GST mutations are linked to poor spermatogenesis in men and adverse pregnancy outcomes in women. And again, it's because of toxin buildup. Folks with GST polymorphisms do have some superpowers, so there's good news. Thank God for small mercies, right? GST folks tend to have a higher than average response to chemotherapy, which is a blessing. This is essentially because the chemicals in the chemotherapy are also difficult for you to detox, so they work more effectively because they stay in your system longer than average. Folks with this polymorphism also naturally tend to keep a more chemical-free home and have an innate ability to detect chemicals that other people might not notice. And so this allows you to actually take proactive steps to keep these chemicals out of your life, where somebody who's a little bit less sensitive just doesn't notice the effects as much, and so they tend to have a more chemically burdened life. The second gene SNP I want to talk about is GPX, or glutathione peroxidase. So just like the name suggests, glutathione peroxidase helps your body to eliminate peroxide. Now you might be thinking, but Amy, I don't drink a lot of peroxide. Well, I'm happy to hear that. The sad truth is that your body makes its own peroxide in fairly large quantities. Hydrogen peroxide is a common metabolic byproduct and is formed from the normal activities of daily living, and especially during stressful times. As with the GST polymorphism, there's a family of GPX mutations, conveniently numbered from GPX1 to GPX7. Some of the signs and symptoms that you may have a GPX polymorphism is prematurely gray hair. Turns out that peroxide internally leaches the color out of your hair just as well as it does externally. Increased inflammation, which again can look like joint or tissue pain, headaches, mood issues like anxiety, depression, irritability, or aggression is a little bit more common with this one as well. Also, higher than average amounts of cancer in your family tree or a personal history of cancer. Diabetes. Several GPX polymorphisms have a strong association with diabetes, insulin resistance, higher levels of insulin, and obesity. Heart and cardiovascular issues. So something called cardiomyopathy, troubles with peripheral circulation, atherosclerosis, and cardiac inflammation can all be signs of a GPX polymorphism. Also overweight. For folks with this gene SNP, it's very easy to gain weight even with a healthy, normally proportioned diet. This especially coincides with blood sugar troubles related to this gene SNP. And lastly, brain fog and memory problems. Peroxide is especially damaging to your brain and neurological tissues. So, if you suspect you might have a GST or a GPX mutation, or it's been confirmed on a genetic test, there's some great ways to help your body compensate for these polymorphisms. They're largely the same, simply because they're both strongly affecting glutathione, and so what we're trying to do is either decrease chemical load or increase glutathione effectiveness. Step one for both of these polymorphisms is avoid toxins. Eliminate as many chemicals from your home and environment as you can. Get rid of the air fresheners, the chemical cleaning products, the plastics, pesticides and herbicides on your lawn and in your food. Invest in air and water filters. Ditch the 8 million cosmetic products with the plethora of chemicals in them. None of those things are helping you out. Don't smoke. This is absolutely crucial. For both of these polymorphisms, smoking is going to have a far more detrimental effect than in somebody who does not have an issue with their glutathione. Boost your glutathione. You can use some of the methods that we've already talked about, and I don't want to belabor that point, but if you're looking for links to those notes, they are in the complete show notes for today. Try taking N-acetylcysteine. So N-acetylcysteine is, or NAC as it's usually abbreviated, is the direct precursor to glutathione, and it's best taken on an empty stomach. If you have a hard time tolerating this one, look for a liposomal glutathione preparation. But either way, boost that glutathione. And there are actually great food and dietary sources of glutathione as well that we talked about in the other posts. Another great way is make sure you get enough selenium. Selenium is crucial to the formation of glutathione, and selenium restriction makes the effects of both GPX and GST far worse. So selenium is a trace mineral. It's found in really high quantities in Brazil nuts. So eat your Brazil nuts. Balance your methylation. So of course, we've talked about it before, but for glutathione to even be produced in the first place, methylation needs to be functioning well. And if you don't know where to start with that, I do have a quick start document on the website. Get your riboflavin or vitamin B2. So riboflavin helps to recycle and regenerate your glutathione for optimal functioning. In great news, it's also a cofactor for your methylation reactions, so that one's doing double duty. Avoid toxins. So I know I mentioned it 20 seconds ago, possibly less, but it's the most important thing. Seriously, avoid those toxins. And lastly, focus on a high fruit and veggie diet. Getting lots of good antioxidants, vitamins, and minerals in your diet will actually help your body to keep inflammation down. And fruits and veggies are one of the best ways to do all of those things, right? They're naturally anti-inflammatory and very, very nutritionally dense. Try to go organic whenever possible, and especially go organic on the produce on the Environmental Working Group's Dirty Dozen list. So those are the fruits and vegetables that are known to actually push pesticides and herbicides actually within their flesh. So it's not just on the surface of the fruit and vegetable, but it's the highest concentration of pesticides within the flesh of the fruit and vegetable itself. Thank you so much for listening today. And do keep listening, because an announcement's coming up about a great new course on Teachable. There'll be a discount code for podcast listeners and for genetic rock stars. So make sure you're one of those two things. See you there.